Hello and welcome to Up to Date from WVIA. Don't worry, no April Fool's shenanigans planned here. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to get you up to date at your own pace with what we're doing at WVIA News. Today, protesters want both of Pennsylvania's U.S. senators to start holding town hall meetings. A Luzerne County fifth grader wins a national handwriting award, and healthcare experts share their concerns for rural hospitals. It's Tuesday, April 1st. Let's get into it. First, when's the last time you wrote anything in cursive? The Lake Lehman School District in Luzerne County actually still teaches it. And a fifth grader there is a national award winner for her cursive handwriting. The school has had three national champions since 2020. WVIA's Sarah Hofius Hall met the latest champion.
Kendall Grabinski's pencil glided gracefully over the paper as she wrote, "The quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog." The cursive letters have the perfect shape and slant. Kendall is the fifth grade grand national champion in the Zahner Bloser National Handwriting Contest.
I think that's kind of cool, and that's kind of amazing that I won.
Lake Lehman students first learn cursive in the spring of second grade, and then practice it in third grade.
A lot of districts have moved away from cursive writing, and our district has not, so I think that that's definitely given us an advantage for the contest.
That's Jen Welby, Kendall's teacher.
Kind of like a rite of passage of becoming a big kid when you can finally write in script.
Many schools have either eliminated or shortened handwriting lessons in the last decade. Pennsylvania does not require students to learn cursive handwriting, but several legislators have proposed changing that. Reporting from Lehman Township, I'm Sarah Hofius Hall, WVIA News.
Let's go to Western Pennsylvania now. Protesters gathered in Pittsburgh on Saturday to demand an audience with Pennsylvania's two U.S. senators. As Kylie Kaczynski reports for WVIA, the demonstration happened after a scheduled joint appearance of the two senators was canceled.
Republican Dave McCormick and Democrat John Fetterman were scheduled to promote McCormick's book about mentorship, but the event was canceled due to what organizers called a logistics issue. Protesters had planned to demonstrate outside the event, where they would call on the senators to hold town hall meetings amid rapid changes in Washington, D.C. At Schenley Park Saturday, speakers criticized the senators for not pushing back on the Trump administration's policies on immigration, as well as cuts to Medicaid and medical research. Carrie McDonough researches environmental pollutants at Carnegie Mellon University. She urged the senators to fight a congressional request for information about CMU's Chinese students.
Never again is now. They're knocking on our door and they're getting ready to break it down. So, senators, what do you plan to do to protect our universities?
CMU has said it will comply with a request for information.
That was Kylie Kaczynski reporting from Pittsburgh. More up to date after this break.
We report to you. This is Roger Dupuy at WVIA News. Every day, we strive to bring you stories from around northeastern and central Pennsylvania that you won't find anywhere else. Find us on air and online at WVIA.org.
Welcome back. Healthcare is always changing and evolving. Right now, though, some Pennsylvania healthcare experts say they're worried about what will happen to already struggling rural hospitals if there are cuts or changes to Medicare and Medicaid. Sydney Roach reports on this topic for WVIA.
Elon Musk has suggested cutting $500 billion from Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. And last week, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced cuts and restructuring to the Department of Health and Human Services, including eliminating 300 jobs at the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The Trump administration has repeatedly said it won't cut Medicare or Medicaid benefits, but these moves have sparked fear, including at rural hospitals.
Everyone is having discussions about these possible Medicare and Medicaid cuts. It's almost, you can't avoid talking about it. It's on everyone's lips.
Lisa Davis is the director of the Pennsylvania Office of Rural Health, which is located on Penn State's University Park campus. The office works with local, state, and federal partners to improve healthcare in rural areas. As for what she says healthcare experts say in those Medicare and Medicaid discussions,
worry, wait and see.
Davis says hospitals in rural areas see more patients on Medicare and Medicaid. She says those programs reimburse at lower rates than commercial insurance companies, which is part of the reason many rural hospitals are already struggling.
Small rural hospitals will become even more vulnerable because they may see changes in their reimbursements. We also will very likely see higher numbers of uninsured persons.
If there are cuts or changes to Medicare and Medicaid reimbursements, Davis says it will affect every hospital in the country. In State College, I'm Sydney Roach.
Time to check in with Director of Journalism Julie Sidoni for this week's Pennsylvania Postcard.
It's Friday, May 31st, 1889 in Johnstown, and it's raining hard. 14 miles upstream, there's a dam at the South Fork Hunting and Fishing Club, a resort area favored by some of Pittsburgh's elite. Sometime just before 3 p.m. that day, the South Fork Dam failed, unleashing Lake Conemaugh's 20 million tons of water. 57 minutes later, and with no warning, a wave 35 feet high hit the city of Johnstown at 40 miles an hour. The Great Flood, as it came to be known, killed 2,209 people, including 99 entire families. The search for victims lasted for years, many of whom were never identified. It also caused what today would be more than $500 million in property damage, and saw the arrival of a newish group called the American Red Cross, led by Clara Barton, its first peacetime disaster relief effort. I'm Julie Sidoni. This is a Pennsylvania Postcard from WVIA News.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Remember, no April Fool's tricks here, so you should be ready to see through any pranks today, especially if you find these stories at WVIA.org. Thanks for hanging out with me here on Up to Date. I'm Sarah Cinto, and if you want to keep up with WVIA News, remember to subscribe and listen every weekday wherever you get your podcasts, or right at WVIA.org. Don't forget to subscribe to the WVIA News Notes newsletter, too. You'll get all the local stories you need to know every Tuesday and Friday morning. Have a great Tuesday. I'll catch you tomorrow here on Up to Date.